More than 1,300 students across Northern Ontario were exploring potential career paths as part of the first ever Skilled Trade and Tech Summit at GFL Memorial Gardens on Tuesday. The one-day event, organized by Skills Ontario in partnership with Mamaweswin, the North Shore Tribal Council, saw students from grades 7 to 12 listening to a panel of tradespeople before checking out more than 50 booths offering information about job opportunities and hands-on activities provided by employers. "I think the most important thing is just to explore the careers that are out there," said Brittany Raymond, who is the First Nations, Métis and Inuit Program Manager at Skills Ontario. "I'm a welder, and it was really difficult when I was their age to know what is really out there. If you're lucky, you'll take a shop class, but then to actually see it and meet people and network, that's not always out there in the schools. This opportunity really allows for them to do that. To get to meet skilled tradespeople or the companies that are hiring in the area, and ask questions." The event brought in students from Ottawa, Thunder Bay, Kenora and Manitoulin Island, in addition to students from seven First Nations between Sault Ste. Marie and Sudbury served by the North Shore Tribal Council. While Tuesday's event was open to all students, organizers say there is also a special focus on Indigenous youth, one of the fastest-growing segments of youth in Canada, to fill the gap in skilled tradespeople. "It only makes sense to have Indigenous youth look at these high-paying careers and go into them, and fill that need," Raymond said. "It helps their communities and helps them build confidence in themselves to have a hands-on career, so I think it's a great opportunity for that." Mamaweswin was able to leverage money through federal funding partner Indigenous Services Canada to cover all costs associated with meals and the venue itself. "We were able to remove all costs, both for the booth participants but also for anyone to attend," said Marnie Yorchuk, Education Program Manager at the Tribal Council. In previous years, Skills Ontario always charged a minimal fee for participants to attend. But because we covered all those costs, it opened up the access, and that's why you see so many people able to join us.